You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
We observe the mitzvah of remembering the nation. It's called, what's the name? Amalek. So what did they do to us? What did they do?
They attacked us.
How did they know where we are? How did they spot us?
They came from the back.
Understand, but how could they attack us? What was the condition of Am Yisrael at that time? No, where were they? Where were the Jews? Where were they?
In the desert.
Desert and?
Anamekavod.
They were covered by? Clouds of glory, right? So now anybody could go inside the Anamekavod? Yes?
No?
So how did they get in? How did they get in?
They didn't.
No. So what did they do then?
I don't know. We left out maybe?
Am Yisrael made a scene somehow.
I'm sorry?
Am Yisrael made a scene. That's why.
Yes?
I think they did get in because...
They could get in?
Yeah, because they were the... from Esau.
Oh, I thought the Ananiah Kavod, they have buzzers. You know, like in the store, they have buzzers. If somebody doesn't pay, what happens?
Yeah.
You sure you listen to the Parshat Zachor?
They attack us. They gave in or not giving.
So if they didn't do nothing to us, so why we have to...
They disrespect Hashem. It's not the main idea is not what they do.
No, but that's not what it says. It says, Vayizanev becha kol hanecheshalim aharecha. It says they did attack you. Yes. No, that's what it said. You have kosher chumash? Or? I'm sorry? So what does necheshalim means? Nechshal. Okay.
So,
if somebody, let's say, put on tefillin, so then what would happen? In desert, let's say somebody would not put on tefillin, what would happen? Something happens?
No.
So now, you listening? So now here, Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us, as, let's say, all of a sudden, God forbid, it would never happen. It never happens among the Jews, and you never hear it happens. Like say, somebody would talk about somebody else. What is that called? That thing. I mean, it never happens, because it's not in the nature of the Jews, you know, talk about other people. God forbid. But it says that if such a thing happens, then they will be informed. How they were informed that they did the wrong thing. If somebody would say, what is called?
Their clothing would be marked.
Well, it starts with their skin.
Yeah. Then the walls.
Right, you know, there's a process. The process that, what would they have? What is it called? I'm sorry? Salat, yeah. Leprosy. I mean, that's the term that is used. So now, if somebody has a leprosy, so could he stay in the camp?
No. He has to
He has to go out. Yeah. So he has to go. So now here, when it says Amalek attacked Am Yisrael, as is specified, it says, Kol HaNechashalim. Nechalash means weak. But here, it points it out to the people that unfortunately they were not pure, were tamed, with different types. So they were outside because they had to go through the process 1 week and so on. So now here, Amalek had no way to get in. It's impossible. It's impossible for a non-Jew to go through the class of glory. So now, who they really harm? These are the people that in the process of purity. So now here, it's a very interesting point. And that is, Ribbono Shel Olam says, you have to go against this nation because who they heat? Good people or not good people? Pure people or not pure people? Yeah, people that are not in... But why? Hashem has such a hatred toward these people that they harmed the people. We're not talking about tzaddikim. We're not talking about like people that are very holy. These are the people that were thrown out of the campus. They're outside.
They were defenseless. That's why.
Ah. So now one point that Tzatzal is teaching us that even for the people that might feel, you know, I'm no good, see what I did, you know, nobody likes me, I made a mistake. Even though for those type of people, Hashem has such a importance, value. I mean, the whole concept of Amalek here is very interesting. That is for the people that they were harmed by these vicious people because they had no choice. They had to stay outside. They never could get inside. But here we see unbelievable thing that many times that one might feel, you know, I'm done. There's hope, no hope for me. You know, what is it to do? I cannot get out of this.
Even if somebody sins, Hashem puts the thought of sinning in his head.
Hasu shalom.
Doesn't Zohar say that?
No. No, maybe you don't have a right Zohar. Where do you buy your Zohar from? Is that Yehudi should never, ever, Hasu shalom, think, you know, I'm done. There's no hope for me. You heard the story about someone that went to the rabbi?
Yes.
Which one did you hear?
The one with the good ending.
Now, happened to be somebody who went to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, can you make me a Kohen? He said, no, I'm sorry, I cannot make you a Kohen. So I give you $1,000. So no, I cannot make you a Kohen, no, by donation. I said, okay, I know this is in nature of the Jews, you have to always negotiate. So I give you 1,500. So no, it doesn't work. So okay, 2,000. So no, I cannot make you a Kohen. So you know what? This is the last price. $5,000, I give you, make me a Kohen. He said, no, I cannot make you a Kohen for any money. But anyway, why do you want to be a Kohen? He says, my grandfather was a Kohen, I want to be a Kohen. He said, Chacham, you don't need to give him money to be a Kohen. You are in here? You are in here, Kohen. I hear the whole beautiful message here is that many, they don't understand how precious they are, how valuable they are. And they don't know what the sign of the being valuable is. As you have a safe in your house? Safe.
Not yet.
Not yet? So what do they put in the safe? Pistachios, what do they put?
Jewelry.
Why? The precious, yeah. So the safe is made to store what? What do you put in there, in a vault? What do you put? Precious things, right? Yes? So now, here to find out if somebody is precious or not, huh? How can you tell? If you want to value somebody that he has some worth for himself, how can you tell? Like let's say somebody goes up on the tall building, Chazus Shalom was going to jump. So that means he has no
value
for himself. Right? If he sees somebody eats good things, he goes exercise, he takes care of himself. So that means he has value himself. He clean. You know, you see him very healthy. So that means he has value of himself. So now here, when Chodesh Adar starts, we are commanded to, what's the command?
Be extra happy.
Extra happy, why? Because people that they're not happy, that means they have no
value
for themselves. People that are always down, depressed, and everything bothers them, and they're so super sensitive, and they always blame other people, so that means they have no value for themselves. So that's what the Amalek comes to teach us, that Yehudi, even in a state that he's cut off, he's out. Right? That's what happened. These impure people, they were out. But Ibn Shalom says, you have to take revenge from this group. Why? Because even in a state that you're not even in contact, you're not in the campus, but still you have value. Understand? More so that Baruch Hashem, we're not even close to that state. We are pure.
Amen.
We are Sadiq.
Amen.
We are Kadosh.
Amen.
So now more so you have to not forget to have the signs of being precious, to show value for yourself. And Bezal Hashem, Bekarov will be honored to observe the mitzvah and his gave us.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.